Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor, the managing editor of the Sentinel newspaper and Glasshouse Country and Millennium News. It's good to be back for another week, and we've got a couple of great papers coming your way this week. At the Sentinel, locally based Senator Paul Scars released research showing a staggering increase in mortgage payments across the Somerset region since in the last couple of years. So we talked to him, and we also talked to bankers about why this might be and why Somerset's been hit particularly hard. We also talked to the local mayors at Moreton Bay and Somerset about why they're off to Paris. Apparently they're there to get some intel on how the games went and how what we might learn from that from the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. So we'll see what comes from that. We're also out and about on the weekend at a whole bunch of events. There's so much happening across the Somerset and Moreton Bay at the moment. Kilcoy QCWA was celebrating their 100th anniversary this week. So we were there looking at them cutting a very large and very yummy cake on the weekend. It was also 130th anniversary for residents and current and past residents at the Lerb as well. So there's plenty going on there. Keep a lookout for our social pictures across the week. And as well, another story we've got coming up, children and families getting ready to mark Queensland Child Protection Week. More than 200 community events taking place across the state. Just marked across Australia as a reminder that protecting children is everyone's business, as they say. Absolutely true. Over at Glasshouse Country and Millennium News, we've got the opening of the $20 million BOR Health Hub. This is a big tick of approval for the hinterland, with developers there anticipating huge growth across the region in the coming years. And a rather disturbing story we've got as well is about last week, the larger railway tunnel at Mooloolah was closed last week while Queensland Parks and Wildlife Rangers investigated an arson incident that resulted in the deaths of 52 little bentwing bats. Really disturbing incident there, and very upsetting for the people that actually found those bats. Over in sport, the Bulldogs are now one win away from a third straight grand final after a nail-biting win over Maroochydore and Beewar on Saturday evening. They won 24-22, one more game and they might make the grand final again, so fingers crossed for them. And we've also got an interesting story. It's the final piece of the puzzle for one of Southeast Queensland's best golf clubs, that's Mullaney Golf Course, with designs finalised for a $2.5 million brand new clubhouse there. The designs look very impressive and it would be a great tick of approval for Mullaney as well. So plenty to keep an eye out for across both those regions. So it's good to be here again, and I'll see you again next week. This is Mitch Gaynor on 101.5.